The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On the 94.5 The Answer guest line this morning, like all Thursdays, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jerry. I hope you are.
I am. And just thankful for another thankful Thursday. And boy, we've been getting some great stories this morning on Thankful Thursday.
What have we been hearing, Joey?
Well, just good things like a gentleman from Pumpkin Town, who is thankful that after his surgery, he had cancer. After surgery and treatments, he is cancer-free. So that is certainly something to be thankful for. We had a Tommy Howell was at the young person who called us on their way to Brushy Creek Elementary School this morning.
Emerson, she was 10, I believe.
Emerson. Was thankful for our radio station and thankful for her school. She got a certificate for a bundt cake from Nothing Bundt Cakes for calling in. I think she's probably our youngest caller this morning.
That is wonderful. And, you know, it is good. You know, this is the time of the year that we need to reach in deep and look at all the things that we're truly blessed with, right? Family, friends, our health. You know, there's a lot of things we can look around us and complain about, right? Turn on the national news, it'll give us a litany of things to complain about. But there are wonderful things that we're blessed with, and we're blessed to live in a great state, right?
Yep.
A great state that is looking out for its people. The last of the mandates have been stayed here in South Carolina. So as we wake up this morning, there are no federal vaccine mandates that are forcing anybody to do anything.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're definitely have a lot to be thankful for.
Yeah. We've also been getting a lot of feedback on this group called Military Religious Freedom Foundation. They are objecting to the 30-year tradition of Reeves Across America. You know, December the 18th, Reeves Across America will literally lay thousands and thousands of wreaths on the graves of our military heroes, 2,500 total sites throughout the country. And the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, they're calling Reeves Across America out, saying that this is unconstitutional and they should stop.
Really? I never thought being kind was unconstitutional, right? And showing respect to the people that laid down their lives for us is unconstitutional. But, you know, Joey, that's the sad thing. We live in a world now where people just say it, right? And they hope that if you say it, it's true. And I try to remind my kids that every day is just because somebody says something doesn't make it right. And I spoke at a high school this week here in Greenville, and to a 12th grade class that was talking about government. And basically that was kind of my message to them, is that, you know, media is like the hidden fourth branch of government, it seems like, anymore, and how important it is to really understand what's going on in not just our state, but our nation and the world. Don't read a headline and assume that's fact, and to get involved, you know, don't let people saying things sway your thoughts. Be educated.
Yeah.
You know, it's the message we have to give to all of our young people. If we want a society of free thinkers, right?
Yep.
That can really make big impacts.
And that's an especially important message to young people, because so many of them, most of their news they get online. They get, you know, from various social media platforms, and as we all know, there's a lot of fake news spread on those sites.
You're absolutely right. And I think it's important, you know, maybe a message of hope on Thankful Thursday is that these kids really are listening. I think I had some of the best thought out questions coming out of that class than I have when I speak with adults. So they're listening to us. We may not think it. You know, I'll give you a great story. I was out in Horry County at ATA, which is a technical high school that they have out there. And I was touring it, and I talked to some of the two girls were together, and they were in the cosmetology class. And I asked them if they'd always wanted, you know, to get into cosmetology, if they wanted to own their own salon. And they looked at me and they kind of chuckled, and they're like, well, we really want to be nurses. And I thought they were like pulling my leg, right? Is it like, are you trying to stump the lieutenant governor? And they said, no, we can get our cosmetology degree for $500. So that's how we're going to put ourselves through nursing school, so we don't have to take out student loans. Yeah. And it just floored me, Joey. So young ears, they're listening to us. We have to keep talking. You know, we know that as parents, right? We think they're not listening. We think they're not hearing. We think it's not getting through. But it really is. And the more we talk, and the more we give them good guidance, and the more we really talk to them about what's going on in our world. My dad used to say, if there's two things you should teach your kids, it's politics and religion. Because if you don't teach it to them, somebody else will, and you may not like the results.
Exactly. That's a very good point. Again, we've got to reach our young people because they're so important. We got to teach them our conservative values. We got to teach them how to seek truth. And and I'm sure you get to see that a lot as you travel around the state and speak to a lot of different organizations. And speaking of that, you were recently speaking to the Americans for Prosperity, Representative William Timmons and others at this event. Talk with us about that for a minute.
That was great. Yes, it was the Millennial Debt Foundation and the Americans for Prosperity, the South Carolina group. A division of that, we all sat together at a round table and talked about, the debt, this unimaginable spending that we're seeing coming out of the federal government, trillions and trillions of dollars, you know, how eventually interest rates are going to have to go up. And with that happening, that's going to, it's going to be another, you know, kind of setback here for our economy, and how we have to get our arms around it. I think the one thing that really hit home is, you know, we talked about how do we deliver a message. Like, we were talking about debt ceiling and interest and GDP. And it's how do you take those concerns and craft it into, you know, a very easy to understand message? Because most people don't understand all those acronyms. They don't want to. It doesn't affect their daily life. It's how do you take what's happening today? Because it is a turning point. I mean, people that don't understand, the economics of, of our nation in totality, they understand how it's affecting them by their gas prices and shortages, you know, at the grocery store. And how do we put a message together during this very teachable time when people are really starting to feel the crunch of bad economic policies to let them see how it relates to them in their daily life?
Yep. Yep. And look, the Democrats' answer to all of our economic woes is spend, spend, spend. It's just amazing how they think that, for example, inflation, that they can get inflation under control by spending a few trillion dollars more.
Exactly. You know, nothing's free. I think that's the message, too, that we have to keep saying, you know, nobody gets something for nothing and nothing's free. So if you're getting it, somebody's paying for it. It's probably you. You just don't realize how you're going to pay for it yet.
Exactly. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt, it's always a pleasure to speak with you, and we'll do it again next week.
That sounds great, Jay. I hope you have a great weekend, and everybody get in the Christmas season. There's beautiful lights. Get downtown and see everything. Just be kind to each other. This is the season to do it in.
Yep. That's for sure. Merry Christmas, and I'll talk with you again next week. Be safe out there. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn. deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.